I'm Tom Prater, and I chair the Citizens Advisory Committee for Forward SGF.
Okay, and so what is Forward SGF?
Well, a little bit of history. We, in the city in 2000, in the year 2000, decided what we want the city to look like in 2020. And so they did a plan called Vision 2020 that was a long-range comprehensive planning process. And over the 20 years, that's brought us things like Jordan Valley Park, like some of the new trail systems, like some ideas for neighborhood redevelopment, retail corridors. Well, it's almost 2020, so we need to look ahead to 2040. So Forward SGF is the comprehensive planning process that the city staff and the city council will then have as an sort of an operating manual to look ahead and say, What areas need attention? Do we want retail in this corridor? Is this going to be a multi-residential housing area? Where do we want the parks and green spaces to be? What is the best way to give us a template to plan for the next 20 years in the city? So city staff and city council hired a consulting firm out of Chicago named Houseel Levine, who've done this dozens of times around the country. In fact, most listeners will be familiar with Bentonville. They did the comprehensive plan for Bentonville a few years back. And if you go to Bentonville now, you can see how it's all starting to make sense. Well, they do this all over the country, and they've been hired to help Springfield walk through this process. I'm very impressed with them. We've had several meetings with them. They ask city staff to do quite a big task list, and they ask city council to provide an advisory committee, basically who are going to be the voices of the residents, the workers, the taxpayers in the city of Springfield. City council picked 23 people representing all geographic areas of the city, representing all demographics, all age groups, cultures, occupations, and we are meeting with the consulting firm and with city staff and with citizens. And we're going to help distill what we hear as feedback from citizens as to what do we want our city to look like in 2040. And there are several times that people can give input. In fact, if you go to forwardsgf.com, we have three seminars, information seminars, the week after Labor Day, that will allow citizens to list issues they think are important, to list problems they think need to be addressed, to list areas of town they think the planning process ought to focus in on. And it's going to be a very comprehensive process, and this is just the first month of what will be a two-year process. So there'll be multiple times for citizen input really throughout the process. At the end of 18 months to 2 years, the Citizen Advisory Committee will review the comprehensive plan, will sign off on it, and present it to City Council. And then City Council will accept it or revise it or whatever they choose, and that will then become the blueprint as to how we guide development over the next 20 years.
Wonderful. So as you're leading this new committee, what are your personal goals?
Well, I've had an interest in Springfield for quite a while. I've been around a while. I'm born and raised here, moved back here after school and training 32 years ago. Quickly realized that if you're going to live in a city, you have an obligation to make it a better place to be in. I live here. I earn my living here. I've raised two children here. My wife and I have. And so I think you need to give back. I've served on several different organizations in Springfield, the Community Foundation of the Ozarks Board, the Foundation for the Springfield Public Schools Board, and then 6 years on Springfield Public Schools Board. So the 6 years on the school board really taught me more about what's going on all across the city, not just education, but some of the other problems we have, the poverty, the neglected neighborhoods, the areas that need some attention, and then served almost 4 years on city council. I finished a city council term in April, and the mayor asked me if I would step back in and do one more job for him, which was to head the Citizens Advisory Committee, and I was happy to do so.
All right. So looking forward into the future, can you give community members a glimpse of what you're already planning?
Well, we're gathering information at this point, so we have had no concrete plans. But when you look at things that other cities have done and done well, you see how they've helped neighborhoods develop. And probably the best example of potential is what's already happened in the Roundtree neighborhood, say the corner of Cherry and Pickwick. You can look at that area and you can see how, with a little foresight, we've got some retail here, we've got some entertainment and dining options here, but we've also protected the neighborhood feel and the housing, but we've allowed for some apartment buildings and some condominium buildings to help the housing shortage in Springfield. So you've wrapped all that into one neighborhood. Well, there are multiple other neighborhoods in Springfield that can have and should have that attention. Galloway's one that's been talked about a lot recently. Woodland Heights. There are several others that really have a lot of potential. And I think Springfield right now is at a tipping point. We've got a lot of good things going on, but we need maybe a nudge toward the future. Because what are we going to do in our city to keep our high school and college graduates here and working and enjoying the quality of life we have to offer? What are we going to do with our city to attract people to move here from other places? What can we do to make it entrepreneurial friendly, new job startups? What can we do to balance development and the environment? We need our green spaces. We need our trails. But we also have some areas that need to be redeveloped. And let's do that as a NIDUS for an area. Look at the Jordan Valley area just north of the square. There's a lot of things going on at the E-Factory. Missouri State has a big presence there. There's going to be some other development coming in. Well, we want to also think about how are we going to have transportation access, walking, biking, driving to that area. How can we make it attractive so that millennials and talented workers want to move here from East Coast, West Coast, North, South, and live and work in Springfield?
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to offer up as information about Forward SGF or the advisory committee itself?
Well, the advisory committee has really, they've done a lot of work already, and they're going to continue to do so. And I think everybody has their heart in it. They're well-intentioned. They bring all kinds of different viewpoints to the committee. And that's very important because we've got to look at every segment of our area and see what they have to offer. But we need citizen input. Besides several informational sessions that will be held in September and then throughout the year and a half long planning process, the website gives you some great information and also asks you to take a questionnaire. Take a questionnaire as a resident, as a business owner, as a worker, because we need different inputs and different viewpoints. So forwardsgf.com is the ideal spot for people to start, not just to learn, but to give us your input. Because we look at all that, the consultant looks at all that, the city staff looks at all that, and eventually we're going to have a 200-page binder that we hand off to city council and tell them to act on it.
What makes you so excited to see the future of Springfield in the next 20 years? Like, you've lived here, you've worked here, you've raised children here, and now you're trying to make it a more welcoming place. The next 20 years are probably going to be a lot of growth, but what really makes you excited?
I want to be able to sit on my front porch in the rocking chair in my senior years and say, wow, we really put this city in the right direction. We've got people who are dying to move here, who are dying to start a business here, who want to move their kids here and have them go to K-12 or college here. And I want to say we made a difference back in 2020 when we presented this plan.
Okay. Well, Dr. Tom Prater, thank you so much.